Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Here we go. Welcome to the show. It's You Up with Nikki Glaser. How you doing, Squirt Nation? Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, that's right. Today is Thanksgiving. This is an episode that I recorded prior to Thanksgiving because it's Thanksgiving and I'm home in St. Louis and I might be listening to the show. I might be listening to my own goddamn voice right now. Tom Tikkara is in studio. How's it going, Tom?
S-Q-U-I-R-T-I-N-G. Squirting.
Oh, whoa. I thought you were going to do a Thanksgiving theme song, but then I realized there's no Thanksgiving songs.
That's a good point. We need a Thanksgiving song.
When is someone going to... I bet someone's tried. I'm sure someone's tried before. Ian Fidance is peripherally like in studio. We asked him not to join us on this episode. We just had a conversation about him not being on this right now. Ian, give us a Thanksgiving song right now.
Pipe in with a Thanksgiving song.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, that's garbage. I wish I could take that back.
Happy Thanksgiving, I'm here. Happy Thanksgiving, I'm gay.
Okay, the ending did pay off, and I'm grateful for it.
That's good. That is very Thanksgiving-y. That makes sense.
You know what? It's apropos, because today's episode is a best of, and we're really covering just the friends of the show. This is a special episode where we're just having on all of our friends of the show. We call them FOTS, friends of the show, FOTS. And Ian is definitely one of our FOTS, and I'm happy to have him here right now. And this first clip that we have today from a previous episode, which was one of our best, is from Mike Baldwin and Andrew Collin in studio, two friends of the show that have been on a billion times. And we talking about massage parlors, y'all. Get in on it. Here it comes. What were you doing on Backpage?
Yeah, what were you doing over there, Andrew?
I sometimes get a little rub and tug. Nothing like that.
Oh yeah, you're a rub and tug boy. Is that on there?
But don't you know where to go? Aren't there salons for that?
There's one place that I usually go if I do go.
Okay, but sometimes you're looking for something more?
Sometimes, this sounds kind of weird, but sometimes I like...
Yeah, we're just live on radio. Don't worry about it.
No, get me going a little bit.
Just to think about...
Get on to porn, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Like, think about the memories, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, how often are you getting these rub and tugs?
Not that often anymore. I mean, they're expensive. You know?
Right.
How much do they run you usually?
About $130.
Okay.
$120 maybe.
For a bad one?
No. Well, they do come. They range. They definitely range. But I found one spot, and it's like my go-to if I go every few months. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I promote them since I don't have Backpage?
No. You shouldn't.
Okay, fine.
So, do you get the same person every time you go?
No, different lady. It's very...
Can it be like an old woman sometimes where you're like...
Yeah.
Well, have you ever gotten a guy?
No. No, I've asked.
Sexist?
I've
asked.
They actually have one guy that just sits in the waiting room and no one ever uses him, but he's always there ready to go. I feel bad for that guy.
Whoever has to jerk you off.
Jobs.
On a bi-weekly basis or whatever it ends up being for you.
Not bi-weekly.
I mean, like, bi-weekly is every other week, isn't it? Or is it twice a week?
It goes both ways, just
no
like by
way.
People.
Oh.
No, I've looked this up before because I got into an argument with a buddy of mine, and it was like, oh, the answer could be either. It's very confusing.
Really? Bi-weekly can be either.
I think it's used both ways. I would think that bi-weekly means every other week.
I think it's a weekly newsletter for bisexual people. appearing or taking place every 2 weeks or twice or twice a week.
Exactly.
Well, that's
a meaningless word.
Worthless. Dictionary.com, that is not okay. Make up your mind.
They can't be bi about that.
You're right. They're bisexual when it comes to, or they're bi.
We'll go whatever.
By definition.
So bi-monthly could be every 2 weeks then?
No, bi-monthly could be twice a month or every 2 months.
Yeah.
But bi-monthly could be every 2 weeks then, because it could be twice a...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
bi-monthly
God.
Could
bi-weekly.
Be bi-weekly.
Oh my God, I hate that word.
It
in English.
So then...
Answer for yourself, English.
Based on that logic, what else could bisexual mean?
Once every...
like bisexual means that you sleep with men and women, or
men and women sleep with you twice a year or twice a week.
Like, yeah, I'm bisexual. I have sex twice I have sex every 2 weeks. Yeah. Something.
There's something there. There's a joke there for.
We're going to work out a joke.
I see a t-shirt. Like that. That's definitely a t-shirt.
Tommy has a joke where he says, I have sex twice a year. But a few people have that. But I don't. Where it's like, I'm bisexual. I have sex twice a year or whatever.
Okay. I just imagine you going into the massage place with like your little punch card and they like punch it every time and you're like, oh, it's filled up.
It's almost that.
Free today.
It is almost that professional. It's very corporate. It's not like what you think. It's not like a dirty
shame when you leave. Do you feel worse about yourself?
About your life, not about
like just in general. Do you feel like that you're a dog walker?
Sometimes.
No. Do you feel? Because every time I leave a massage, I honestly feel like, why did I just do that? I was just I.
Do you not relax? Do you sleep, or are you wide awake the whole time?
No, I sometimes fall asleep, and I am relaxed, but I just feel like when it's over, it's kind of like sex. You feel like a little bit used. They get you water and they're kind of like, get out of here. And you've just wasted money and you don't have anything to show for the money you just spent.
That's how I feel about theme parks, where it's like you don't really have anything to show for the time you spent there.
Right.
Anything where it's like a time thing where you're just doing something or like someone's touching you, where you don't leave with a product for how much you're spending, I feel like I've wasted my money.
Well, a lot of times I think I do it because my apartment's all the way in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And I want to take a nap, and it's a great way to take an hour nap in the city.
Yes, that's
what
I go
for. So you have your place that's close. You could take a nap midday.
No, when I have like meetings uptown and I don't feel like going down, I'll go get a massage just to like get a nap in. Yeah. I think it's, but I also don't get jerked off during that nap.
Well, maybe you should start.
So at what point do you sleep during a jerk off massage?
When I'm coming. No, I don't know. It's a normal massage.
Okay.
It's like,
but aren't you waiting the whole time? Like, when's she going to touch?
That's the problem. I almost would rather a tug and then a rub.
Okay.
I'd almost rather just get the tug out
that
of the way.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, all right, rub my shoulders.
You're never more relaxed for a massage than after a tug.
Oh,
maybe you could jerk off in the bathroom right before they massage you.
Yeah, but then I would never come at the end of the massage.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. Do they keep going until you come, though?
What do they do
There's been too long.
There's nothing that makes me not come more than a girl going, are you going to come soon?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you just reset the clock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. I have a joke about that where, like, I always do the opposite. If a girl's like, don't come yet, I'm like,
Well, yeah,
like,
that's like my whole
that,
thing.
Like,
it's,
got me.
It's all I watch is porn where they're like, you're not allowed to come. And then I'm like, now I am. Like, the being told not to is like the best way to do it.
But then being told to is like, that just
the
floods
opposite.
My mind with, like, oh, God, now she's not enjoying herself. She wishes it was over.
She's like, looking at her watch. She doesn't even have one.
It does go sometimes too long, and both of you feel bad about it.
Now, what do you do right after? Isn't there like just a overwhelming sense of I gotta get out of here? And where does the mess go? What do they do?
I think that's more, and it's very, I don't know. You have to just do. It's very
that's
like
good. I'm glad that you can just go get it and call it a day.
I used to think it was like ridiculous, and after I'd be like, I'm such a dirty little boy. I'm such an idiot. But then that was part of the reason why I probably did it.
Yeah. It's like you like that.
But then now it's like you do it, you come, they leave, they get a towel, they clean you off, and then they keep massaging you. Like it was just part of the.
Yeah, it's very just routine.
Yeah, it's very routine. And it kind of like, I mean, it's just another body part. I mean, why is it such a stigma thing?
You know, because touching anyone on their butt, like I get my butt massaged pretty regressive. Like I really like love when someone like puts an elbow up my ass.
In your butt?
Yeah.
So if you came, would that be bad?
If I would feel, I don't know. I would hope that I wouldn't feel weird about it, but I probably would. Like, even when I don't come during a massage, but like the feeling of it being feeling so good and then it being over and that being kind of a disposable source of income for these people. And I don't really mean anything. And I'm just, but I was so special to them before. They're like so gentle with you. And then they're like out, you know, like
out.
Yeah. But if your boyfriend would give you a massage for an hour.
I never feel comfortable with that.
Oh, yeah.
Because the whole time I'm thinking he's dying to not be doing this. I can't accept a massage.
So you can't get a massage across the
really?
Board.
Really?
No,
some people
I
like it, though.
I like a massage that I'm paying for, like, in the moment because I'm like, I'm paying for this. They're getting something out of it, too. But, like, a guy massaging me or, like, a friend, you know, when they, like, walk up behind you and, like, I always just am like, they're wanting this to be over, and I can't get into it. Do you not feel that way when someone gives you a massage?
Yeah, I feel like that. You're like every they're waiting. Second, and you're like, it's going to end before I'm actually done wanting to have it.
I mean, yes. I still enjoy it, though. Like,
no, I don't. I'm just like, I'd rather we both not do this.
I've had that before. Like, I'll just be sitting in a chair before a comedy show or something, and like the other comic will come up and do like a joking, like, mm-hmm. like 2 second show. Shoulder rub, and I'm like, oh, dude, now you can't stop.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
every once in a while, they're like, all right, and I'm like, this is weird, but I'm still gonna accept it because it feels good.
See,
and then
I
they
would
reach
feel
around.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
I would just, I don't know. I feel like that, like I've never understood men who still want to have sex with their wives when their wives are like, oh, you know, but they still do it. It's
yeah,
like if the person's not into it or getting something out of it, I don't want to have any.
All those sitcoms really made sex like not seem terrible for women.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, Raymond, I gotta bang you tonight. Like,
or
no.
When they do have sex the next morning, the parents are like friendly to each other,
yeah.
and the kids are like, what's going on with mom and dad? And it's
some
like,
extra
oh,
juice. Yeah.
It's so weird. Like, the mother's always like this, like, kind of slut the next day, like a happy slut. And it's like, is that the only thing that makes a woman, like, treat her family nicely and cook breakfast and be, like, lovey as if she took a dicking the night before? It's such a bad message to send. It's Thanksgiving, so we are doing a best of episode with all friends of the show, because isn't Thanksgiving about family and friends? And we have our own little family here. We call them friends of the show, FOTS, FOTS. One of our dearest friends of the show and one of my best friends. I lived with her for several years. She is truly one of my top shelf best friends forever. Anya Marino was in studio. And here's our first hang with her. She's been in several times and played a ton of music for us. If you don't know Anya Marina's music, it's going to blow your mind. Seeing her live is another experience altogether, but like, take time this Thanksgiving and just pull up Anya Marina on Spotify and let it rip. But do it after you listen to this, because this one, she's just so open and so lovely, and I know you're going to love this. So here's Anya Marina on You Up with Nikki Glaser. You
Up! Your clit precedes you.
It enters a room before I do. It really lights up a room. That's what people will say.
I
want to
hear
gone.
A song like that deep about squirtination.
Yes.
Wait, I'm late to the boat. What's
squirtation is what we call our fan base.
Oh, what happened in the dog pound?
Bark, bark.
That still
woof, woof.
Exists.
It's in the mix.
Dog, the dog pack. It's not
wolf
the dog
pack,
pound.
Sorry.
No, it's dog pack. It's not wolf pack. It's dog pack. Okay. Not dog pound.
We're the first people to ever
pound.
Do that.
So Squirtnation are your fans?
Yes.
I could totally write something for that
please.
Group.
That would be so nice. Anya also is not only a accomplished singer-songwriter, but she used to be my roommate for many a year.
More importantly.
More importantly, that's really what her credit is. And she's my... my bestie.
Aww.
Yeah.
The entire reason I'm in New York is because of Nikki Glaser.
Do tell.
My theory is that big life experiences or big, like, profound life changes happen in a millisecond. And I've heard about this too, like, that you make these gut decisions fast.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, marriage or moving across the country. I met Nikki. I was doing a show at Joe's Pub, and Amy Schumer had said, oh, maybe I can be your, like, this is pre-Amy Schumer, Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
But she was talking about maybe helping open the show with, like, Todd Barry and some other people. And then she's like, I can't do it, but you got to get Nikki Glaser. And I was like, I don't know her. She goes, check her out. Here's her email. And then I reached out to Nikki.
Yes.
I did her podcast at the time. She did my show. We became fast friends. And like within 3 nights of having dinner together, she was like, just move to New York. I'll be your roommate. And I was like, what?
Were you living in LA or Portland?
I was in Portland.
Okay.
And I was like, I can't. I was like one of those, I can't do it. It's impossible. You can't move to New York without, you know, thousands and thousands. And she was like, just rent your house in Portland and just move here. And I was like, I'd have to have a roommate. And she goes, I'll be your fucking roommate.
I know. I'm very like, just do it.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, you emailed me out of the blue, and I already knew Anya. Amy is a fan of Anya's before she met her. Amy and her sister Kim like loved Anya, and they weren't even the ones to turn me on to Anya. A girl that I met on the road, who I became friends with, who was later became an escort,
not important to the story, but an escort turned me on to Anya because
she's a highlight
she sent,
nonetheless.
Like, it's so cool that I'm friends with an escort. I just think it's cool. She sent me Anya's song, Whatever You Like, which is a cover of T.I.'s Whatever You Like.
I swear to God, I think I've told you this before. Yeah. I, for like a year, thought that that was your song, and like original, and then I heard the T.I. version. I was like, oh my God, Anya's song is getting covered.
I just love the idea of like, you can have my body, you can have whatever you want, and you'll never find anyone like me, which is kind of
what I was gonna say.
Like, sometimes you have had that, like, very few women I know have that kind of confidence, but sometimes you have talked about how like nobody's gonna be
your personality's tight as hell.
Yeah. That's how I feel. It makes me think of a lot of things. Like, I think I have that T.I. bravado sometimes, because it's like, I've talked about this before on stage, but my ex-boyfriend who I was with for 5 years off and on, I encouraged him to like sleep with other women. I just like was turned on by it. I know it's weird. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just liked it. I do a bit about it, but I say it like made me jealous, and I'd be like, well, I'm going to fuck you better than she did now. And then it would bring up my Olympic spirit.
Is there a female version of cuck? Like, that's what you're doing.
It's not cuck, because I'm not in the corner going like, what? That sucks.
I don't think that's what cucks are doing.
Yes, it is. Cuck means like you get off on being like the patsy.
But you have to be in the room for it?
No. I don't want to be in the room. I want to hear about it later. I just want to hear about
the story. No, I mean like, for if you're a cuck.
If you're a cuck, I think you have to hear, but you have to feel disadvantaged by it.
And if you're a cuck, you had to vote for Hillary. Yeah. That's also a part of it.
Mine is, it's called, I've looked into it, but the male version of mine, if you're into your wife having sex with other people or your girlfriend, it's called hot wife. That's the category. It's hot wife.
Yeah.
It's like, my wife is hot and I like that other guys are into her, and I want her to like get it from other guys, and then I want to hear about it.
Yeah, okay.
It's not like crying in the corner like, what's happening? You're like into it. So it's called hot husband for when women are into it.
Yeah.
So, and it's just nice for me to say that, because it's like, oh my God, I might have a husband someday. Oh my God. This is all friends of the show. These are people we have on the show all the time. This is the best segments from their appearances over the last 9 months we've been doing this show. This is introducing you to the queen of Squirt Nation, Carlisle Forrester. She's one of our faves. She's an open book. She's insane. She's Southern. She is just lovely. She was my assistant during Dancing with the Stars. She's one of my best friends. And she's a fan of the show. She has listened to every single episode of You Up with Nikki Glaser. So you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who knows more about the show.
We're
going to
challenge her eventually.
Yeah, she's going to square off against another fan of the show, Jamie Parks, who listens to every episode at some point. But for now, here's Carlisle Forrester. Get to know Carlisle a little bit. Here's Carlisle. Yeah, girl. Carlisle Forrester's walking in. This show is so ADD right now. I really want to finish my thought. Hey, girl, take a seat. I'm in the middle of talking about giving girls compliments, okay? Did you by any chance have deodorant on you?
I have your deodorant in my purse.
Oh,
no
my God.
No way.
What? She just said that she had Nikki's deodorant.
Wait, sit right down that mic.
That's
you
so
have
perfect.
My deodorant in your purse?
I still have your deodorant
from
in my
this
purse.
Weekend?
Oh, yeah. Or
from last weekend?
Yes.
I've seen you less than a week ago. We were in San Diego together.
Yes.
Can I get some of that action like right now for my salty, salty pits?
Oh, God.
I mean, they're
so
not salty.
Salty.
So thirsty.
My pits aren't thirsty. They're
so thirsty.
Put on your headphones, girl.
I thought you had a drop ready for that.
Girl, you don't look thirsty today. You just look.
I'm not thirsty. I was showered in compliments all day yesterday.
Oh my God.
It was great.
Oh, I'm so glad. You do. You look healthier because you were on our show yesterday. Carlisle, if you didn't hear the radio show yesterday, you should go back and listen to it on demand. Because in the last, I would say, 15 minutes of the show, Carlisle called in because she had been texting me about a guy who she had been telling me about over the weekend, a guy who was a mutual friend of ours and who she really liked. And I thought there was going to be a future there if you could just play it fucking cool.
No, fuck that.
No, there's no way. This guy I'm really angry with.
Happen.
Because first of all, his whole thing was like, oh, I bang blonde chicks, but I don't date them.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah.
That's so harassed.
What a weird thing. Yeah, yeah. Harassed.
That's harassed.
You're
and I don't
harassed.
Like it.
harassed.
He is. He's a harassed.
That's so funny.
How are you doing in the aftermath of all of that?
I'm feeling better. I mean, I think the question is, like, how many of your friends am I going to cry in front of?
Oh, my God. That's such a good... You're such a genius. Because Carlisle, we were texting yesterday, and she's like, well, what am... Like, she goes, I know what I can talk about. Another time when... First of all, let me just go back in time. Carlisle and I met because she... I met, and if you should follow Carlisle Forrester right now. She's so funny. You're a new comic. How long have you been doing comedy?
3 years.
You have no business being in the studio right now. I really don't.
I think a lot of people hate me a lot for being
here's the thing. Here's a testament to what, if you want to succeed in comedy or in any business, be cool.
Okay, that part I'm good at.
You're cool.
I have the good hang part down.
I love being around you. You're a friend of mine. You started out as a fan of mine. Like, yes, that was the weird thing. Fan. Is like Carlisle is a friend. We have a mutual friend in common, Nick Youssef. And one night after, I was going to a diner with Lizzie Cooperman, my friend, and we were walking out and we ran into Nick. Mm-hmm. And Nick always has a girlfriend that's mysterious who I've never met.
Nobody knows.
No one knows anything about her. And so I go, Nick, is this your girlfriend? Because he was with this beautiful blonde girl.
Yeah.
And then also Carlisle was there.
Got her ass.
Gotcha. And so I go, is this your girlfriend? And he like laughed, like almost like, bah, ha, ha, yeah, right. And I'm like, you'd be so lucky. And I go, oh, he's probably banging this chick. And he goes, no, this is Carlisle. She's a comic. And we met. And then later on, he followed up in a text.
I was silent.
Yeah, you were quiet, which I just assumed you were just a normie. I didn't think you were like a comedian because you were just so. But then he followed up and he said, she's like a huge fan of yours. That was like crazy for her.
I was freaking out.
And it was so nice to hear that. And Lizzie's birthday party was coming up the next night, I think. And we were inviting a ton of people. I invited Nick and he goes, is it cool if I bring Carlisle? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, I like anyone who's a fan of mine. And you just seemed sweet. And then we met at this party and I realized I can easily become, have I said this already on the show? It's so easy to become friends with fans because Carlisle was a fan of my podcast.
I already knew all her story.
She knows, so any guy I'm talking about, she just,
anything.
Yeah, but you just didn't know names. Yeah. And then as soon as I started giving names, you're like, so that's the guy that did this, that did that. And then like, you knew all my stuff. So I just walked into this relationship where she just knew me already and it was so beautiful.
So great.
And we're back. We're doing a best of. These are all clips, the best clips of our fun with friends from the show. We've had so many people that we just keep having back in the studio time and time again, Ian Fidance being one of them. He is on the show every single Thursday as our guest because he is just so damn good on radio and such a funny freaking guy. Eat a little bye guy. And he's one of my favorite people and just one of the funniest people on stage and in radio. We just love him. And here's one of his first appearances with Andrew Collin, I believe. And Ian gets to talking about prosties. Believe me, Ian can touch as many women as he wants. You're a ladies' man generally, but you're abstaining, right?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. A little bit of a sex addict there?
A bit of a sex addict.
Yeah, so you've taken some time off since.
Yes. Yeah. I haven't had sex since November.
Okay.
And I'm pretty proud of it.
What was the last time like? Was it a real bottom?
I've been prostitute free since November 28th.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's not easy to do.
I mean, when you start doing that, it's like, that's why not always do it?
I mean, it's like any addiction. My whole MO is I don't want to feel.
Yeah.
So I'll just, you know, it's either fucking booze or fucking drugs or prostitutes or something that's going to put me in trouble.
Yeah, when you're having sex, you don't feel anything except.
No, but the last two times with prostitutes was like so terrible that I needed it to happen. Like,
it's
I went
bottom.
And got one in Glendale and she was not as advertised.
You flew?
No, I was in California.
I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got them out west.
Yeah.
Got them straight from the 3,000
source. Miles for a $100 hooker.
Yeah, it was at this horrendous motel and she had a scar on her head. And there were like multiple people in the room and they wouldn't leave.
Wait, what? Wait. You showed up there?
Yeah.
Her kids.
Oh yeah. I mean, someone was in the bed covered. I don't know if they were alive or not. And this woman was there, and I was like, I don't want to be like rude, but can she leave? She's like, she'll sit in the corner. And I was like, what is this, Blair Witch Project? Like, somebody staring in the corner. And I'm always nice. I'm like, hey, I'm going to 7-Eleven. Do you want anything? So I brought her like orange juice and gummy bears, and she still treated me like I was a fucking monster. And it was terrible.
And then how do you even get going? After yeah. that, that's the thing. That
I'm a fucking man, so my dick works.
Yeah,
you take her in the bathroom.
No, not about that. I mean, like, how do you go from, hey, can she leave? And she's like, she's gonna sit in the corner. Then you start touching. Do you take off your shirt? Like, how do you go into sex?
Usually, they're pretty cool. This one,
they know what they're doing, so they
dude,
can.
They
ease
know
into
what
it.
They're doing, and if you are just like a normal person, it's totally fine. It's an interaction between two people. You know what it is. They play a role. You play a role. You both get what you want. You're fine. This chick, I don't know what the deal was, but she was like, get on the bed. I was like, okay. And I started to pull the covers back. She goes, on top of the covers. And I was like, And then she put the condom on and started blowing me. And she goes, fuck me from behind. And I like had a little bit of a hard time getting hard. And I was like, can I eat your ass?
No.
She goes, no. And I was
shit.
Okay.
Why did you want to eat a prostitute's ass?
Because that would get me hard.
He's a man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Your mustache.
I've got prostitutes just to eat their pussy.
Oh, wow.
Because I have this thing where I want to make someone else feel better. And I always wanted to be. I always wanted to be like
you get joy.
The John
joy.
That made them that they liked.
Yeah,
you know, the memorable John.
Yeah, you know what?
But
here's
I had
the
to find the memorableness in myself.
But really, yes. You're the John Doe.
I don't like when guys pride themselves, and I don't think you do this. I think it's genuinely you're just saying a fact about yourself that you like when women get off. But I don't like guys that are like it's more about her pleasure than mine. I'm like no, because even that is about your pleasure because it's about your ego.
Yeah,
so you don't realize. That sometimes I don't need to come 18 times.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I don't even need to come once. It just seems like it's not going to happen, and yet I have to now because you're obsessed with me coming.
Uh-huh.
Noah's shaking her head. Do guys do this, right?
Yeah, but women get very mad if a guy doesn't come.
Yeah, that's crazy too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
have
girls
you ever faked
need to stop
it?
Taking that personally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a whole other issue. Is like that. Like if a guy doesn't come, like. Yeah, it feels a little bit like sad in the moment. Like maybe it's about me, but that's you and your ego. It has nothing to do with you. Like it's like, you know what
it's
they say?
Ego.
Like there's even the most beautiful woman in the world. There's some guy who's tired of fucking her. It's like that. It's like that about like it can happen to any woman and it doesn't. It's not about you. It's about other things you can't control. Hold on. So you didn't eat this prostitute's ass. How did this end poorly then? Everything seems to be great so far.
What? How is it great?
I was treated like a sarcastic.
I'm still tired.
How is that great?
It all seems pretty bad.
Yeah.
I know. And then so we were fucking and she was like, your time's up. And I was like, I haven't finished. She goes, well, you better because I'm done. And I was like, all right. And then I came. Wow. And the audacity of this woman, she goes, take my number. Next time you're in town, call me. And I was like, no.
Well, oh, you took it for sure.
No. I didn't.
Maybe she
didn't,
thought.
But I did leave
this.
The condoms. And I
how
said,
much?
You use them, honey. Well, she was. I got what I paid for.
How much?
It was $80.
Okay. Yeah.
It's so weird to charge under $100.
Well, I gave a $20 tip.
It's like 87 or something.
Yeah.
And then the last one I got was horrible. I found her on Backpage. I texted her, worked out pricing. Called her to work out pricing, hung up, texted her and said, listen, I'm sorry, I'm a sex addict and I really acted out and I'm realizing that I shouldn't do this. I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors. And she called me and berated me. It was like, you wasted my time. You got me all ready and you negotiated price and now you ain't showing up. You a piece of shit.
Damn.
You a piece of shit. And she berated me so much. That I ended up riding my bike to her apartment because I felt bad about not using her for what we talked about. So then I went, we hung out for like an hour. She's like, you gonna come all this way and you ain't gonna fuck me? And I was like, okay. And
then you fucked her.
On her couch while her sister slept in the next room.
Wow.
It was horrible. Jesus. And I'm so glad it happened because I never want to do it again.
Here's my thing about prostitutes. Like, I do think they're a really good option for someone who, there's so many men who are virgins and don't know how to meet women or just want to get it over with. I'm always like, go to a prostitute. They'll take care of it for you. You know, it could turn into an addiction like anything else, but I think that I like sex workers and I think there's like a use for it, but Andrew, you have...
Oh, I wasn't going to tell anyone.
Oh,
but
okay.
No, I'm kidding. After that story, I feel like...
Andrew, you can share your...
I've never ate one's ass, so I'm a good boy.
I have so many guy friends who've gone to prostitutes, and I love when they talk about it openly, because, first of all, these women shouldn't be kept in the corners
It should be regulated. They should have, like, mother systems where they got taught how to do prostitution legally and properly with safety. There should be clinics that should be encouraged. Men shouldn't be shamed for going to them. Women shouldn't be shamed for being a part of it. I think it's a great service. They've decriminalized it in Australia, and they have such a great...
It's safe.
That
to do
and guns
there.
In Australia is like the best thing about Australia.
Yeah,
everything
haven't
else
had
is
a
garbage.
Mass gangbang in since they instituted.
Yeah, wait till I get to Australia.
Well, I don't know. I feel like whenever I've had a prostitute before, that you put a condom on, you really don't. It's very it's safer in a way than having sex with a drunk stranger.
It is.
Yeah, because
you go down on them and eat their butt. That's where I would never.
Well, I like the danger.
Yeah, well, Ian's an addict.
Yeah. I love the thing of like, am I going to die? Oh, shit. Let's see what happens.
I love the separation of it, so then I feel no stress. After
you don't feel like she's gonna want to call you and hang out and all that kind of stress.
More that I'm so afraid of STDs, and I have been my whole life.
Oh right.
And I'm afraid of hepatitis. I don't know, all diseases.
You thought you had AIDS because you'd fingered a girl and bit your fingernails,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's a true story. Oh. He went to the doctor and asked for an AIDS test as a virgin.
Yeah.
As a virgin.
I was like 19 too.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And I had it. So,
Who's stupid now?
That was our show today, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you, listener. It's Thanksgiving, so I'm going to thank you. Thank you so much for being a listener to the show. Thank you for being a part of Squirt Nation. It's Thanksgiving. I hope you eat a ton. I hope you have fun family hangs and conversations. And if you're spending Thanksgiving alone, I hope you freaking enjoy it and treat yourself to a nice movie or something good for yourself.
Yes.
Because not everyone has family and friends to hang out with on Thanksgiving. And if you're spending it alone listening to the show, just know that I am thinking about you today and that I care about you and that I probably ran 6 miles this morning in a turkey day race. And I'm just trying to talk to myself who might be listening to this later on being like, good job, girl. You just ran 6 miles. But most likely I'm going to lie to my brother-in-law who I'm running the race with. And I always go, you get a head start because you're going to go faster. And then I just go to Starbucks and wait for him to finish. That's what I've done 2 years in a row to him.
Damn.
So happy Thanksgiving. That was friends of the show. We love you. You're a friend of the show. Tom, any final words?
I hope you dance.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. See you next week. Squirt, squirt.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.